Mrs. Hall? Mr. Lam? Mr. Diz?
Yeah, and an apology for Councillor Jackson.
Excellent.
Please as well.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Diz. Okay, so on short person's remarks. What a year. I've traveled the length and breadth of our district, meeting so many people who work every day to make our area a better place to live. I've used the words honour and privilege in countless speeches and on countless occasions. Sitting here tonight, I'll say them one final thing. It has truly been an honour and a privilege to represent the people of Newry, Ward and Down, and not forgetting South Armagh, Councillor Harding. I've been educated and inspired by the incredible work our council staff carry out day in, day out. From initiatives that strengthen our communities, to projects to protect our environment and grow our economy, their dedication often goes unseen. It should never be unrecognised. With so much achieved over the past year, I want to take the opportunity to reflect on one of the highlights of my term, Chairperson's Awards. In equal measure, I'd like to thank Sarah and Sheeta for all their efforts and the Democratic Services team for bringing it to event. To life. I know it wasn't easy. When I came into the role, I wanted to make a few changes. I wanted to make the chairperson's awards more open to the public, and I know you're very skeptical and panicked at the prospect of it. So when I did propose opening the nominations to the public, it was my aim to make the process more inclusive and balanced by allowing people to nominate the heroes in their own communities. And what a night it turned out to be. It was humbling to be in the presence of so many remarkable individuals who have achieved incredible things across our district. Sarah and Sheeta, the bottom of my heart, thank you for helping us such a special occasion. I'd like to also draw attention to the young people of Newry and Morningdale, our future and the next generation of leaders. Through Local Democracy Week, school visits and youth council, sports programmes and environmental projects, I've had the privilege to spend time with so many of them. Their intelligence, curiosity, knowledge and passion fill me with confidence. They will not only build upon the successes of previous generations, but improve them. And that should give us all hope for a great future. My successor, Glenn, I could offer some advice that would be this. Being into the role, enjoy every moment of it. Yes, it's demanding. Yes, there's a lot of travel. But trust me, it's worth every second. Be prepared to be asked to give a speech even when you're assured one isn't required. Our DEA coordinators are particularly guilty of that one. When the Christmas season comes around, the lights are being switched on across the district. Remember, the people haven't come to see you. There's a man in a big red suit who's always there and is always going to steal the show. Keep your speeches short, get to the point, and let him on the stage. And most importantly, at every event, remember this. People are not there for you. You're there for the people. And finally, to my long-suffering family, my wife, thank you. Without your love, patience, support, I simply could not have done this. For weeks now, you've been counting down the days until you get me back. You've all claimed you've missed me, but we'll see how true that is, as over the coming weeks, I'll inevitably start interfering with the schedules, plans, and family life once again. Everyone who has supported me throughout this incredible journey, thank you. It has been the experience of my life now. Let me all go.
It's not going to be long. I, J.D. Ricardia, thank you for this opportunity to speak as my time as Vice Chair of Council comes to a close. It's been a privilege to serve as your Vice Chair and to represent our incredible community. Serving in this role has been both a humbling and deeply rewarding experience. Meeting and listening to concerns of residents, individuals or groups or cutting ribbons of new community initiatives. I have always strived to make Newry, Mourne and Down Council a better place to live and work. I have met some wonderful groups and individuals which show that our council does reach out and respects and acknowledges the contribution made by them. Sometimes it has been a hectic schedule, maybe 3 to 4 events a week, but it has also been a learning curve for me. If I could mention a few groups that have made an impact on me, such as the Active Group Tag, Young Adults with Learning Difficulties, Ballyhole and Down Syndrome Group, Gateway Choir, the Dominican and the Albert Basin Fun Day. All in all, I may have covered around 60 events, which I enjoyed very much. Can I thank our group Sinn Féin for nominating me for the position? Thanks also to the council chair and fellow councillors for all their help and support. Thanks also to council staff who have worked tirelessly helping me through this year, and I can only finish by wishing the incoming chair and vice chair all the best for their term. I'll meet in my August.
Thank you, Jeremy. Councillor Byrne?
Yeah, Chair, just before we move on to the next item, I just want to congratulate yourself and Geraldine on your term. You both had a magnificent term. I think you've held the role with great honour for this council. It is emotional when you get to the end of the role. And I can see that, Chair, and yourself, and I felt the same last year as well. But you grow as people, and you certainly, and Geraldine, have grown as people in this role and given a lot back to our community. So on behalf of the SDLP, I want to thank you very much for every event that you attended. And particularly thank you for finishing your role at the end in Cross with myself and Councillor Martin Herty. But get much deserved rest, both of you, and enjoy your time back on these benches. But thank you very much on behalf of our party.
Thank you, Pete. Councillor Hannah?
Well, Chair, thank you for your kind words of advice. You know, I'm inclined to do a lot of things my own way, so I do it my way. So. But all advice is most welcome, and congratulations on your year. And I did say to you there about the civic awards, I'll be just continuing as you seen you did it, because I tell you it seemed to be very successful. Geraldine, good job as well. I do look forward to the year, so I do to a certain extent. Then Councillor Valerie Hart, she told me one day there, she says, you know, you're going into the loneliest job. You'll be driving about around the place. And then all the sweet shops everywhere. So, congratulations on your term, both of you. Well done.
Okay, Councillor Hart, sir, please still.
Thank you, Chair. We'd just like to thank yourself, Councillor Campbell, for your excellent enthusiasm in representation across the district, although the noun tonight might be exhaustion. A well-deserved breaks in order, and to our Deputy Chair, Councillor Cairns, who genuinely showed real enjoyment in your engagements. As councillors, we have to conduct ourselves with respect, honesty, collaboration, and you have shown us how that is achievable. So thank you for your time spent over this last year. Quickly, I'd just like to thank council officers and the Chief Executive for your engagement, guidance and patience over the last year, and a special thank you to the hard-working council staff whose tireless behind-the-scenes efforts keep our services running smoothly. So I think we have much music, culture and craft to celebrate over the summer months, and I think it's safe to say there'll be something for everybody, and hopefully Philip and Geraldine can be there without being on duty. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Truesdale. Councillor Murphy.
Okay, thanks. Just on behalf of the Sinn Féin team, may I thank both yourself, Philip, and Geraldine for the term. Your term as chair and deputy chair. I had the pleasure of the company of both of you at various events during the past 12 months, and the warm welcome you received in the communities is testimony to the council's delivery of public services, programmes and capital projects, the length and breadth of this district. These are difficult times, particularly with the cost of living crisis and people's legitimate concerns regarding public services. However, as you both have shown, the work of this council, with the input of all the parties, is giving people a glimmer of hope. So thanks very much for all the work that you have done.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy. Councillor Taylor.
Chair, Deputy Chair, just if I could offer my own personal congratulations to you both on the role that you've undertaken over the last year. I know it's an extremely busy role for both of you, and given the size of the district, obviously it's important that you're able to work in close cooperation together and undertaking the role of Chair and Deputy Chair of Council. And I think when you're in the role, you see all that's great about our district, you see all the various activities going on, and it certainly shows, you know, just how proactive people are, groups, citizens, individuals, the role that they play in making the district what it is. And it's one of the biggest honours you'll ever be afforded in having the opportunity to be the first and second citizen of the district. So I certainly hope that you've enjoyed the role over the last year. I'm sure you did. But I think when you get to the end of the term, you do be glad. I don't want to say to see the back of the role, but you do be glad to get a rest and spend a bit more quality time with your family. It's a busy enough role being elected representative, but whenever you're taking an office on like you have over the last year. It certainly adds to that time pressure that there is. So just best wishes to you both. We'll obviously continue to see each other in the chamber over the next year or so. But thank you for the role that you've undertaken over this last 12 months, and best wishes to you both as you get to enjoy a well-earned rest.
Thank you, David. Marie?
Chair and Vice-Chair, just on behalf of the senior management team and the staff of Council, I want to take the opportunity to thank you for all the work that you've done with us over the last year. It is a very challenging but very enjoyable role. I think the size of our district, people don't appreciate until they're in the role, the time and the commitment that is required. So thank you to both of you. I'm sure you will genuinely enjoy the rest, and you've heard previous chairs say that. But hopefully we continue to work with you over the coming year as well.
Thanks, Marie. And once again, on behalf of Gerard and myself, thank you, everyone. So, on to item two on the agenda, which is the declaration of interest. Do we have any declarations of interest?
None, Chair.
None? Okay. Agenda item three is the appoint members to statutory positions of responsibility. So I ask for the nominating officers to hand over to Marie.
Yeah, okay, Chair, thank you very much. So I will now call on the nominating officers to make appointments to the following positions. So to call on Councillor Hannah as the nominating officer for the DUP for the Chair of Council for year four. Do the microphone, sorry, Glenn. Yeah.
Chair, that's myself. Delighted to be nominating myself.
And can we just have a seconder for that as well?
Delighted to second my friend and colleague, Glenn Hannah.
Okay, and I take that as confirmation that you're accepting the position, Councillor Hannah. Then can I call on the nominating officer, Councillor Byrne, to nominate the deputy chair of council for year four?
I'm equally delighted to nominate Councillor Derry Finn, deputy chair for year four.
Okay, and a seconder just?
Chair, it gives me the greatest pleasure to second the nomination of my good friend and colleague, Councillor Derry Finn, as deputy chair of council, and congratulations to you both. Thank you very much.
Councillor Finn, you're happy to accept the post. Okay. Then Councillor Byrne, as nominating officer for SDLP, Chair of BRT for year four.
Killian Feehan, Councillor Killian Feehan.
Seconder, Chair Devlin. Councillor Feehan, you're content to accept? Okay, then can I call on the nominating officer for Sinn Féin, Councillor Hart, for the Deputy Chair of ERT for year four. I would like to nominate Councillor Selina Murphy as Deputy Chair for year four. And seconded. Councillor Murphy and Councillor Murphy and Councillor Murphy, you're okay to accept. Okay. And then the nominating officer for the Alliance Party, Councillor Truesdale, for the chair of AHC for year four.
Councillor Tierna Howie, seconded by Councillor Lee Sergeant.
Councillor Howie, you're okay to accept. Okay. And then again, nominating officer for Sinn Féin, Councillor Hart, for the deputy chair of AHC for year four.
Deputy Chair, I would like to nominate Councillor Aidan Mathers.
Seconded. Councillor Murphy. And Councillor Mathers, you're okay? Yep. Okay. And then Sinn Féin, nominating officer, Councillor Hart, for the chair of S&E for year four, Sustainability and Environment.
Could we nominate Councillor Mickey Ruan for chair of S&E?
Seconded by Councillor Murphy. And Councillor Ruan is an apology, but we're going to take it that he's accepted that, okay? And then the nominating officer for the SDLP, Councillor Byrne, for the Deputy Chair of Sustainability and Environment for year four.
Nominated Councillor Terry Andrews.
Okay, seconded Councillor Devlin, and Councillor Andrews is okay to accept. Yep. Okay, and then again the nominating officer for the DUP, Councillor Hannah, for the Chair of SPNR for year four. And seconded, Councillor Lewis and Councillor Bowser, you're okay to accept.
Delighted.
Okay. And then Councillor Hart, the Deputy Chair of SPNR for year four.
I nominate Councillor Una Hanlon for Deputy Chair.
Seconded Councillor Murphy again, and Councillor Hanlon is there and okay to accept. Thank you. And then the Chair. The chair, Councillor Hart, then the chair of planning committee for year four.
I nominate Councillor Mickey Larkin.
And seconded by Councillor Murphy. And Councillor Larkin, okay to accept?
Yes, of course.
Yep. Okay, and then Councillor Hart, finally, on the Deputy Chair of Planning for Year 4. I nominate Councillor Michael Rice, Deputy Chair, and seconded by Councillor Murphy and Councillor Rice. And he's okay. Excuse me, he's okay to accept that. Okay, so that is the chairs and vice chairs of the various committees have been nominated. The other statutory positions, that's the completion of that part, and we'll do now swap over the chair and vice chair. So we now have the ceremonial handing over of the chain. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, councillors. It's odd to sit up here and you all look a lot smaller than as you're sitting down there. I don't know. I don't fill the chair as well as what Philip did. But I'll be here anyway, and you'll definitely see and hear me, see well, over this next year. I'm grateful to be here, Sam. Let me read this address here in memory. Right. It's not that long, folks, here, but it is slightly different in a kind of me as a unionist. We talk too much sometimes. Councillors and guests, it is an honour to take up this role today and wear this chain of office. I'm proud and humbled to be the first ever unionist chair of Newry Morning Down District Council since its creation. History has been made thanks to the good people of this district from a minority unionist background, uniting behind the DUP team and returning us with a strong enough mandate to secure this procession. I thank my DUP councillors and colleagues and MLA colleagues, Deputy Field Leader Gavin Robinson and Deputy Leader Michelle McElveen, for entrusting me with this opportunity. All my life I have lived by the values of service and self. I've worked in the motor trade for 47 years, while running my own motor body repair business for the last 39 years and more, and this is basically, I've kept it going to keep the skills that I have learned myself in this local area. I don't want to lose them, so I don't. I'm also proud to have served my country and Ulster Defence Regiment CGC and remain active in our veterans community, where I proudly served for 12 years as the Northern Ireland Chairman of the Regiment and Association of the Ulster Defence Regiment, supporting families who lost loved ones and those who served in the regiment. These were terrible years, so they were, where Northern Ireland suffered, but I am hopeful those years are long behind us now. I'm a proud Ulster Scot, a Mourne man, and my family has worked, farmed, fished and lived in this area for many generations. This is why I decided to stand for election to serve the people of the Mournes in this council. I've been a council since the creation of Newry Morning Down Council. I am a strong believer that all councillors should work to make this council deliver for the people and to make this area best provided with services as possible. I have chosen two charities to support this during my year of charities, or chair. And Valerie, I'm sure you could guess what one of them is. The first is Mourne Stimulus. Mourne Stimulus Day Centre, which supports adults with varying degrees of physical and learning difficulties 5 days a week. It's very much needed in Mourne. Providing vital support to attendees of all ages, especially over 19. And Heartbeat D&I, which supports children with heart defects and diseases that they have. This is a local charity to Northern Ireland, and to be quite honest with you, it does really good work. I saved many, many lives in the Mourne area. During my time as chair, I'll do my utmost to promote and support the fantastic businesses across our council area and do my best to advocate for business, old and new, to see all prosper. I will continue to offer support and improve local healthcare facilities and services while pursuing better roads and essential services for our area. I have consistently stood up during difficult times for those who feel they have been overlooked and cast aside. Today marks the official recognition that unionists are representatives of the profession to behold the role of council chairman. I eagerly look forward to leading the council this incoming year and intend for it to be a new year where unions are visible. I am hopeful after recent events at council that a new journey has now begun, one that recognises and respects minority traditions such as Ulster Scots culture. I am committed to fulfilling the duties of the council chairman and unwaveringly, with integrity and respect to everybody, every resident in our district. It was my pleasure to you as well. Thank you. Gary, I'm handing it over to you now.
Advice. Thank you so much, and good evening, everybody. I'd firstly like to start by congratulating Glyn on his appointment to the Chair of Council. I look forward to working with him constructively and hope that we might even be able to have some fun together. I also want to congratulate my constituency colleague, Geraldine, for her incredible year as a deputy chair. I've said it before, but I think this proves the point that women from Uri are incredible. This role is something that I had never imagined when I got elected 3 years ago, and it is truly a privilege to sit here this evening as deputy chair of Uri Mourne and Down Council. I will be forever grateful to those people in Uri who chose to take a chance on a new candidate in 2023, and I hope to do them proud in my time in this role. Since being elected to council, I've always tried to use my voice to stand up for local people and for the issues that matter most to our communities, whether that is supporting local business and community groups, promoting opportunities for young people, or championing our arts and cultural sector. I've always believed that politics should be about improving people's everyday lives and helping each one of our communities reach its full potential. Our district has an incredible creative and community spirit. From local artists and musicians to volunteers and grassroots organisations, there are so many people giving their time and talent and working tirelessly to make this place more colourful, creative and interesting every year. For the first time in many years, we have a dedicated arts working group within our council. And as deputy chairperson, I want to use this role to champion our artists and creatives and ensure their contribution gets the recognition it deserves. I am also determined to continue speaking up for young people and ensure that they feel supported and optimistic about building a future for themselves. A future where politicians can be caring and inspiring, determined and outward looking, and so that those young people can build a future where they see politics working for them. Climate change is said to be a defining issue for all of us, and for our generation and for all generations to come, and I want to do everything I can throughout my time in this role to promote our green spaces, our incredibly beautiful district that we have so much nature in, and make sure that all effort is given by this council to protect our climate. I am here, as I have been over the last 3 years, to represent every single person from this district, from all communities, from all backgrounds, and I look forward to seeing the very best of what our district has to offer and what I can offer them. I'd like to take a moment to thank my family, my mum, my dad, my three sisters, my nephews and my niece, all of my friends for their support in taking up this role, and of course my wonderful partner, without whom this opportunity would not have been possible. I finish by thanking my incredible STLP colleagues in the chamber this evening. Each and every one of them are worth their weight in gold. They inspire me every day through the work that they do for their constituents, and I hope that I can do them all proud. Thank you.
First of all, to everybody, guys, who said yourself and me's going to have fun. My wife's sitting up there, she says.
Partner's sitting up there, too.
Yeah. Well, put it if you're my wife sitting up there, Derry, it's innocent fun, isn't it? Councillor Lewis.
Very happy, Chair, and just want to take the opportunity on behalf of the DUP to welcome you both to your new roles, and I'm sure that you will carry them both out with the best of your ability. You will be both now prepared to see every inch of our fantastic district, which stretches from Sainfield right through to Cross Madeleine, and I'm quite sure you will be able to get round it. I distinctly remember talking to the previous chair, Councillor Campbell, on many occasions, and he said he didn't know if he was coming or going, but he was always on the road to go somewhere. So there is an awful lot of work to do, and I'm quite sure that you are both able and fit to do it. I think that it's incumbent, as we're sitting here tonight, that we hear of people being put into different roles, different jobs, and I think that we've heard it said a few times that it's the public who entrust us with this huge responsibility. And whenever we sit in this chamber, we at times may disagree, but we do have a rather good, constructive, cohesive as working relationship, and I'm absolutely sure that that's something that you can both bring to the as role. So it's just wishes all the best. And you are, of course, always welcome to come and visit Slieve Croob and bring as much investment as you possibly can into the Slieve Croob areas. And I look very forward to having you both there as soon as you possibly can. Thank you.
I'd just like to concur with what Alan has said there. Many of the points are 100% correct. But on behalf of the Sinn Féin, if I could congratulate Glenn and Derry on their appointments. I have worked with Glenn for over 6 years on planning, and while we may not have always voted the same way, we always moved on, and it was never an issue. Okay. While we are poles apart on many fundamental issues, it will not prevent us working collaboratively and delivering for the people in this district. You will have our support, Glenn, and also, on behalf of the party, may I congratulate Derry for taking up her appointment as Deputy Chair. For Derry, it is commendable for any young woman to enter into politics, into the political arena, especially at this particular time, as there is never a shortage of misogynists sitting behind a keyboard with to attack. So, Derry, you will have our full support and cooperation. And while it doesn't require me or anyone else to say you'll do an excellent job, I'm going to say it anyway. So, well done to both of you. Okay. Shane out.
Councillor Taylor.
Yeah, Chair, Deputy Chair, could I congratulate you both on assuming your positions this evening? It's no doubt a very proud moment for yourselves and your families as well. To you, Glenn, I want to obviously recognise how important this day is for the unionist community in the district. I say that as a unionist colleague. You know, I'm glad to see that there is a unionist in the position of first citizen of the district for the first time, and that is an important day for the wider unionist community in the area, that you're in that position and the recognition that there is for that. So I want to offer you my very best wishes in the role over the next year, and to offer you as much support as I can as you undertake the role around the district. I've known you for the last 3 terms, now, Glenn, and we do work well together. And there's plenty of times we're going to have a bit of a barge as well, but it's, I have to say, 99% of the time we get on very well, and I appreciate your support and the advice and guidance that we get from each other at times. So congratulations to you and your family as you take on this role over the next year. Derry, congratulations to you also. I've got to know you over the last number of years, and being a Newry fella, it's good to see a Newry girl in a position. So, whilst I've moved out a couple of miles out the road to Bessbrook, I'm still, you know, the Newry means a lot to me as well. So I've got to know you, and I know how passionate you are about your role as a public representative, and I know that you'll give this role as well everything you can. So congratulations to you and your family as well, and best wishes to you and any support I can give you over the next 12 months as well. I'm more than happy to do that. So that's all really, Chair. Just congratulations to you both. Thank you.
Ursula Byrne.
Yeah, Chair, on behalf of the SCLP, I want to congratulate you on taking up your post and Derry on taking up a post as Deputy Chair. It's a great honour for both of you. It's a great honour for your families, and you'll realise as you go through the year and you get to the end of the year what a monumental job it is to be first and second citizen of this district. I wish you all the best of luck, Lynn, in your role. I think you should lean on that. Let's have a wee bit of fun throughout the year, because I worked with you in a number of events and we had great crack along the way. And the one thing that there is a disconnect between people in politics and people on the ground is being able to connect in terms of just being human with each other. And I think both of you have it. You have it in spadefuls. So when you get into a room and you're able to connect, and Glenn and Derry, you can connect with people, it really, really helps get the message out of what you want to do in the roles, respective roles in this council. Glenn, on your charities, I met Maureen Simonis. What a fantastic charity. I hope you raise a lot of money, and we'll support you in whatever way we can in the events that you put on to raise money for both your charities, Heartbeat and I, but especially Maureen Simonis. You mentioned that Valerie had met with them, and as well, they're incredible people up there, and they need all the support, so any way we can help you on that. Experience, youth, wisdom, energy. I don't know what order that came in. You can pick that yourself. up at the top table. It is a good mix, so I do think you will work well together. Derry, so proud that you're taking up the role as a colleague. I think, and I want to echo Declan's words, I'm not going to repeat them because he hit the nail on the head. I think you're an exceptional representative, and I think we need more young people stepping up into politics, and we need more females stepping up into politics. When I joined this chamber 10 years ago and looked around it, there wasn't enough females in it. I'm glad to see it's completely changed now, and we need to keep that. There is a lot of negativity out there from people right across the district, and Declan's right, it's people behind keyboards. What we need is representatives up there speaking up for the people that they represent, that's the young people, the women, and as you said, everybody across this community. You will do a remarkable job. You're very, very articulate. You're very passionate about the arts and working with young people, and I wish you all the best throughout the year. And no doubt you will have our support from the SDLP along with everybody else across the chamber. So best of luck to both of you in your roles.
And Councillor Truesdale.
Thank you, Chair. On behalf of Alliance, congratulations to you both. I've no doubt it will be an interesting year. As Peter said, youth and experience. You can find it out who wants what title there. I've no doubt of your commitment and hard work for the upcoming year. Derry, as Declan says, you have our full support in the upcoming year. Glenn, this is an enormous honour for you and your family, and I've no doubt that you will rise to the challenge. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Councillor Tenley.
Yeah. Glenn, heartiest congratulations on your elevation to first citizen of the district. You certainly have done the apprenticeship, Glenn, and a well-deserved honour for both you and your family. So I wish you well throughout the year. It's going to be hard getting used to not seeing you without the lumberjack short on, you know. And I'm sitting here wondering, is that a new suit or did you get that big Henry? But anyway, listen, no doubt you'll have a good year, Glenn. You and I are braving close. There's not a lot of many people in the chamber would know that. We talk regularly between meetings, and I value your friendship and your guidance on many issues. So best wishes throughout the year. Derry, heartiest congratulations to you as well. I know you do a fantastic job. I think your enthusiasm since you joined us here a number of years ago has been really infectious, and I wish you all the best for the next 12 months. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. I appreciate you being here tonight. I think Councillor Hurtie's going to take on my lumberjack job. Are you, Councillor? All right. You got the beard, the bells for it, so you have. Hey, Councillor Riley.
Yes. I have to say I am delighted that my friend and a long-time friend, a long-time outside of politics, and I can remember when we were first elected to this new council, Glenn and I were walking in through one of these doors here, and there was some of the Downpatrick staff had never met us before. And this woman says, are all more men as big as you and used to? And I said, no, we're the wee ones. But certainly I'm really delighted. And it's a great honour for the Kingdom of Mourne. And I know we don't want to bring politics into it, but for the unionist community, it will be a massive lift for them to see one of the unionist councillors in such an elevated position within the council. And really, I'm delighted to see it. And I know that Glenn is a diligent person. If he says he's going to do something, he does it. And not only that, he works for everybody, regardless of their Catholic, Protestant or dissenter. And I think he is a remarkable character. And whenever he's in the room, you know he's in the room. And I think he will do a brilliant job as chairman of this council for the coming year. And I also think, Dory, you bring a bit of beauty to it, whereas Glenn brings roughness. But thank you very much, and delighted that we're moving forward together.
Thank you, Henry. I know you're the father of the chamber now. And I was just thinking, so was we Dax, the deputy father of the chamber. Aren't you we Dax up there? You're the deputies, you're Henry's deputies. So to be quite honest with you, thank you so much for your kind remarks, and I'm sure Dory, you would agree. And I'll just hand over to Marie here.
Yeah, sure. Just on behalf of the staff and senior management team, we want to congratulate both yourself and Councillor Finn on the nominations to chair and vice chair. It is a big year for you. It's a big year being a chair and vice chair of council. I think we just heard in the last speeches and the comments that it does take a lot of commitment and work. And it's particularly challenging in this year as we enter an election year as well. But we as a senior management team will be there to support you in your roles. And our democratic services staff as well.
And just let everybody know, Cheryl has given me a good talking to, so she has. And the one thing she took me to in the standing orders was how to throw somebody out of the chamber. The first thing is she's got it all highlighted nicely in yellow, had her. So, to be quite honest, what's the next?
Yeah, so we'll move on to item number 5 on the agenda, the appointments to the statutory committees. So at the annual meeting of council on the 5th of June 2023, the council agreed by a qualified majority vote and in accordance with Local Government Act Northern Ireland 2014, Part 4 and Schedule 2, to use the default method of quota of greatest remainder for appointment to committees, with remaining 7 positions being allocated using the D'Hondt method. The 7 positions available for picking are 1 position on AHC, 1 on EORT, 1 on FP&R, 1 on S&E, 2 on planning and 1 on audit. So if I just call on the first picks, and I call on the nominating officer for Sinn Féin, Councillor Hart. We would like to pick planning. Seconder. Councillor Murphy. Okay. Then can I call on nominating officer for Ulster Unionist, Councillor Taylor. You use your microphone, sorry.
S&E committee, sure.
Okay, and seconder? Yep. Councillor Lewis, thank you. And then Councillor Gibbons, I think is online with us, hopefully.
Yes, Chair. AHC, if it's available.
Yes. Okay, and just a seconder for that. Councillor Lewis. And then Councillor Tinley.
ERT, please.
And a seconder. Councillor Devlin, thank you. Can I then call on Councillor Taylor for second pick?
SPNR, Chair.
And seconder, Councillor Lewis. And then Councillor Gibbons.
It's the audit that's left then, Chair, yeah.
The audit or planning?
Audit then, yeah, thank you.
Seconder, Councillor Taylor. And then Councillor Tinley.
Just leaves planning.
It does, yes. And a seconder for that as well, please. Sorry, Councillor McAteer, thank you. And then that moves us on to item 6, and that's the appointment of representatives to external bodies and organisations, excluding statutory positions and responsibilities, and those are attached for information, and I could just have a proposer and seconder. And any updates as well, just on that? By tomorrow, I'm being told you just have to have those through. But could we have a proposer and seconder, just Councillor Andrews and Councillor O'Hare. And then item 7 is to agree the schedule of meetings for the incoming year. So the meeting schedule is attached. Again, a proposer and seconder. Councillor Lewis and Councillor Lee Sergener.
and then to agree the scheme of alliance is payable to councillors as the final item. Just, and again, opposer and seconder. Councillor Hart and Councillor Riley. Okay, so, and then Chair, just over to you. That's all those items done. We're going to have to convene our next.
Chair, would you roll, or councillors, would you be agreeable there? We move it to the 6:15. Give us the time to get some feeding into you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll need a proposal and signing.
Okay.
Okay, see you at 6:15, folks.
Thank you.